Episode 967, Are You Your Own Superhero?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you? I have missed you so much. Are you driving yourself crazy? I know my weekend has been really packed. Yes, my hubby's in town. And so it's just been lots of family time and kind of chilling and just being together. Isn't it great just to be able to have some of that downtime? Well, today we're going to talk about reflection. This is where it's time for you to turn the tables. And the question I have for you is, are you your own superhero? We're going to dive deep and fly high. So stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. With reflection, I ask you to pull back the covers. I ask you to look inwardly on yourself. So I have a few for you. When do you decide that you can do something? When do you believe? Are you your own superhero? We are mesmerized by the fortitude and feats of those who believe. Regardless of the challenges they face, somehow they pick themselves back up with no guarantee of success and plunge ahead. They go forward. They keep going. Why is this so? Do they have some superpower when it comes to belief? I mean, I know I would love to have that superpower because there are days I just feel like I am more than in the dumps. I'm more than in the gutter. I am below 6 feet under. But what makes them different? What is it about them? These questions leave us at a crossroad. As you ponder and reason out what might work for you, a little voice whispers, "This is too hard. You're not going to make it. Who are you kidding?" Defeat is easier to accept when the least amount of blood, sweat, and tears are invested. Think of how many dreams were deflated in your journey. How many just didn't happen because you didn't believe? How many just didn't happen because you had failed too many times before and you thought, if I go for it again, it's just going to be the same result? Unfortunately, too many people are walking away from their dreams without the satisfaction that they even tried. Is that you today? Maybe you did that after you got married and you thought, I'll do it here in a couple of years. We'll get settled. And then the children came along and now you're like, I'll do it when the kids grow up, and the kids haven't grown up yet. Or maybe you're in the season of life where they have grown up and you're still like, and when am I going to do that? Everything becomes a back burner. It's great to have 5 burners or 6 burners or 8 burners on a stove, right? You can cook and use all these different pots. But have you noticed that if you have an oval pot, which Rachel Ray is very well known for, she has this oval pot that you can cook spaghetti in. If you have 2 or 3 of those on burners, and let's say you only have 5 burners, can you get as much on there as you can with round ones that are smaller? No. But one would say, but wait a minute, maybe you can. You just have to believe. Maybe you have to make a little bit of switching around, like switcheroo. We can go back to kindergarten and play the switcheroo game. But most of us, what do? We just let it go. It goes on the back burner and it dies. A dream that's never lived. Just as our bodies need water to survive, so does our spirit need belief to thrive. I want you to let that soak in for a minute. Just as our bodies need water to survive, so does our spirit need belief to thrive. Are you your own superhero? If you want to live your dreams, you must believe even when you can't see. There's a new movie with Spider-Man out, and it came back, out about, a few months ago. It's called Spider-Man Homecoming. I think that's what it is. I'm not a movie know-it-all by any means. And so I know just enough to be dangerous. So here we go. In this movie, Peter is wanting to help. He wants to do great things. He knows he has something different. And so he has this internship with Tony Stark. Now, if you all know anything about Tony Stark, he's, the Mr. Incredible when it comes to Marvel, okay? And who he is. Now, Stark didn't believe. He knew he had something, but he just said, you're not ready yet. And so his way of taking him under his wing to be quote unquote watched or babysat was that he wouldn't get into trouble. And then when it was time, when Peter was old enough and could do it, then he would say, okay, now it's time for you to make your mark. But Peter said, no. Now's my time. I want to do it now. Even when Peter made mistakes, and he made mistakes, and it was even shown throughout the entire movie, yet he learned along the way as to what worked and what wouldn't work for him. You must be your own superheroes. Superheroes believe in themselves before they can help anybody else. Think about that. Superheroes believe in themselves before they can help anyone else. Peter believed before he could even see. You must believe. You must be your own superhero. Believe when you can and believe when you can't. It's not about proof or proving it to others. It's about you renewing your heart, believing in who God is and knowing who he says you are. But we can't believe in ourselves and believe what God says until we do believe in ourselves. You're like, wait a minute, but it's like a double whammy or a triple canuzzo, whatever. Yeah, we don't know what it is, but what I do know that it is it takes you first. Because we will out-talk ourselves. We're great at spinning things to the negative. We do it every single day. We think of the worst case scenarios instead of being optimistic and knowing, you know what, I can go out and do this. What would have happened if Peter didn't believe in himself? Tony Stark, Iron Man, didn't believe in him. He knew he had some abilities, but he hadn't proven them yet. He wasn't ready yet in his mind. But Peter said, but I am ready. I just need to show it. And I believe that I can do this. Why should I wait longer? Are you Peter? Are you believing in who you are? Who God created you to be? Or are you just hanging out with the rest of the crowd? Are you just, you know, wondering when you're going to get to the next step? Oh, it'll eventually come, maybe. You got to believe. Are you your own superhero? Do you believe what you see? Do you believe what you can't see? Do you believe? Yes, I'm hammering this in. Because it's unfortunate that so many people are just leaving what God has in store for them on the table because they don't believe. And it starts with you. God requires us to believe in him. But in order for us to create our now, we have to believe within ourselves. We have to know to reach deeper. How can we get there? Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. What road are you taking today? Are you taking the higher road? The road that says, I believe. I know I've got something different, something unique. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows I can do it. If he knows, why can't I believe it? Believe it, because you can. God doesn't call those who just have everything in order. He equips those who are ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Your reflection today, a couple questions I really want you to think about. If you want to take time to write them out, I think that's awesome. There's nothing more invigorating than hearing your own words back. And that's why coaching is so powerful. Because you get to hear what you say back like, oh, I thought of that. How many times have you gone through life and said, I said that, but now it means more. Why? Because you heard it back. You actually listened. And it was said just the right time when you were supposed to hear it. Your reflection today. How much do you believe? That's a hard one. Because I can tell you right now that there were times that I didn't believe in myself. I didn't. I didn't believe in my capabilities. I didn't believe that I could and was able to do something that I kind of was actually really wanting to do. Looking at this podcast, for example, I had no idea it would be where it is today. And no, it's not because of my doing, but it started with my doing. Me believing. I had to take the first step. When I did, guess what? God ignited. And now we are heard in over 120 countries around the world. It fascinates me and just humbles me when I know what God is doing through this podcast. It has nothing to do with me. But did it start with me? Yeah, it did. I had to take that first step. God could have kept trying to light the fire underneath me, giving me all the tools I could ever want. He could give me a whole team of people. But until I believed I could do it, nothing was going to happen. And you know, here at Creation Now, we don't say that, do we? Because nothing is impossible. How much do you believe? And number two, how much do you trust? How much do you trust yourself? How much do you trust in God? Do you think he would really lead you astray? Do you think he would say, you know what? Yeah, I'm giving you this gift, but it's just a tease. I'm going to take it back. You can't do what you think you can do. I'm not going to let you do it. No, that's not how he works. But our wonderful little minds, we go in the gutters, we climb in the ditch, we go 6 feet under or deeper of the oh woes me, and we say, I can't do it. There's just no way. I'm just going to quit. Don't let your dream die. God's dream is bigger than your dream. Don't you want to see it explode on you? See it come to life? You may not have any idea even where he's leading you. You got to be ready and be willing. Are you ready? Are you ready to be your own superhero? I think you are. Because you know what? I'm carrying your belief torch. But this time, I'm not carrying it by myself. I want you to join with me. I want you to take my hand. And I want us to unite together, to come together and say, you know what? I can do this. If you're struggling right now, my email, if you haven't realized this, we've got show notes. You can go to the website and click on podcast, and all the podcasts are there. My email is plastered on everything. You can find me if you want to click on the link, Take Aim. You've heard me offer the free gift, which is a coaching call with me. Why is coaching so important? Because you get to hear what you've been thinking, but it tends to make more sense when someone else says it back to you. It's a door of opportunity. Well, today, there's another door of opportunity. Maybe you're sitting here struggling with the reflection going, gosh darn it, I know I need to. I want to believe. I've tried. It's like a roller coaster of belief. I'm really on and then I'm really off. Think about the back burners when you cook. How many burners can you have, right, on a stove? You can have four. Okay, some of them are just one. You know, you can have those portable ones. I'm talking about the ones that are in your home. So maybe you have four burners, maybe five or six or eight. Maybe you're a commercialized kitchen. Go start cooking me my dinner so I don't have to cook. Even though I love cooking, by the way, I really do. And you're going to see more of that on Create Your Now TV coming up. So you'll want to click on the link, Create Your Now TV, to subscribe. So when you are actually looking at what you want to do in your life and what you want to believe in, you can be your own superhero, but you have to be willing to take that step. And when you think about everything in these back burners, right? You have front burners and back burners. And you sit here and Rachel Ray makes this great oval pot. And she makes it why? Because spaghetti is made long. Now here in the U.S., and I know in some other countries, yes, you buy spaghetti, it's already packaged, it's made. I love the homemade noodles and pasta. But honestly, I don't have time to make them. And you would think we were Italian because of how much our family loves pasta. But so you have this oval pot, and it's a big one. And if you have a four-burner stove, and you put that big oval pot on, do you think you can get three other pans on? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, depending upon how far apart they are. Maybe you have a five. It's like an X marks a spot. And you got a burner in the center and then four on either ends, tops and bottoms. If you try to fit three of those oval pans on there, are you going to get it to work? Someone say, nope, it's just not possible. I don't believe. I'm here to say, you know what? Have you given it a shot? because nothing is impossible. Stop putting your life on the back burner. Stop letting your dreams go up in flames before they even have a chance to breathe. Let God take them and let them grow. But you got to be willing. Are you your own superhero? You got to believe. Believe today so you can live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.